Today from the Ohio Newsroom, new research on Ohio diabetes rates. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you to news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. Diabetes rates in Southeast Ohio are more than double the national average. Two Ohio University researchers are trying to figure out why. Sam Borgamenke and Allie Hughes looked at how social factors like access to education and food security impact the prevalence of the disease. They're with me now to talk about their new research. So, Sam, you looked at six social determinants of health. Which are the most closely correlated with diabetes rates?
Of the six social determinants of health, diabetes prevalence was most closely associated with children in poverty, so child poverty rate, food insecurity, and overall socioeconomic status.
Interesting. And when you look at these factors, how do counties in Appalachian Ohio compared to the rest of the state?
Appalachian counties had significantly more children in poverty, higher rates of food insecurity, lower number of primary care physicians, higher rates of uninsured for health insurance, lower socioeconomic status.
Oh my gosh. And so those factors likely contribute to high rates of diabetes in Southeast Ohio. And Allie, you also found these social factors can have generational impacts. How does that work?
So previous research has shown that there are generational impacts across individuals who have experienced generational trauma. And we know that can be something like, you know, experiencing a war. Like, we know there are some really good epigenetic studies from World War II, especially for folks who experience famine and things like that. But we know from this area, from, you know, being in Appalachia, being in coal mining country, truly, where we're not far removed from, you know, when the Great Depression was happening. And so there's a lot of really the psychosocial piece of generational trauma that really seems to have impacted this area.
Okay. So if you're impacted by these social factors now, they can impact your kids and potentially your grandkids down the line.
Yeah, definitely. There's some really strong studies showing that, you know, on a very large scale, folks will be impacted health-wise, physical health, and mental health.
Wow. So now that we know this, what can be done to combat high rates of diabetes in Southeast Ohio?
I mean, there's so many great resources, free clinic, free diabetes clinic, but a lot of it's like word of mouth that happens. It's hard, you know, when it's already a group of folks, it's hard to contact or hard to get a hold of to begin with. You know, transportation's also an issue. It can be hard to get folks into the clinic. So that's something that we're always thinking about is like, what can we do next? What can we do to make things better? And for instance, maybe, you know, based on, you know, additional follow-up from the study, we could say, okay, with more certainty that folks that experience, you know, certain factors in their childhood are much more likely to get type 2 diabetes, or I should say develop type 2 diabetes, then we could do a screener, kind of saying, okay, if you were impacted by this, you know, when you were under 18, then we should be probably checking your glucose earlier on than we would otherwise in clinic. So stuff like that. That's kind of what I look to do, is think about like a safety net program.
All right. That was Ohio University researchers Sam Borgamenke and Allie Hughes. Thank you both for being here.
Yeah, thank you.
Market your organization while supporting important statewide journalism by sponsoring the Ohio Newsroom. Your message will be heard by thousands across Ohio daily during Today from the Ohio Newsroom segments. For more information, please email Kyle Wilson at kyle.wilson@ohionewsroom.org.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.